Chris McNamara is on the line, Executive Officer at the Craft Beer Industry Association. Wonderful title. Hello, Chris.
I got it now.
Morning, guys, and happy Australian Independent Brewers Day.
Yeah. Oh, is it really?
It is.
4th of July. Is there any correlation with the No Star Spangled Banner? No?
Claiming our independence. We've recently changed our... the way our association works. We've got a much more of a focus on independent brewers.
We talked to Chris because it has emerged that Victoria is the nation craft beer capital because we absolutely love the small beers. Hello. So, Chris, tell us, how big's it gotten? Like, where is this expanded? How did we get so big?
Yeah, well, when we did the survey and had a report done last year, there was 380 small brewers in the country, and 116 of those are in Victoria. It's grown to about 420 now, so we're probably approaching 130 just within Victoria.
And so, Chris, where's that beer being sold? I mean, surely it can't all, and some of those will really be boutique small producers. I mean, is it all being sold in pubs or in retailers? Where's it going?
Some of them are very small. Some of them, the range of the independent brewers in Australia ranges from the biggest guys are probably about an eighth of the size of Coopers, just to give you an idea of where they sit. So that's the biggest end. Goes down to guys who are doing 100 or 50 litre batches literally in their backyard. You know, still fully licensed, got all the ticks from all the relevant authorities, but really producing beer on a small scale. A lot of it gets sold in your local pubs. A lot of it gets sold in venues. A lot of the breweries have their own venues as well.
Yeah.
And, Chris, I'm not sure how old you are, but I can actually remember that coming in, where people would sort of drop the usual names of beers, the VBs and the MBs, and they started to turn up at a party with a six-pack of something that you had actually never heard of, and you'd say, what the hell is that beer? And they'd say, oh, it's terrific, you've never tried it before. I felt that coming in. It's great to see the industry doing so well.
Yeah, certainly. And, the independent brewing industry kicked off in Victoria in the mid-80s, and then you had trailblazers like Mountain Goat who are celebrating 20 years this year.
The article in the Herald Sun today talks about wineries as producers getting a particular tax break for when they're selling on their wine. That's something that you guys are keen to try and lobby the government for as well. What is it and what would it mean for you?
Well, that's right. The small wineries or wineries in general can get up to $500,000 per annum through their wet rebate. Small brewers can only get $30,000 as a tax break. So just to give you an idea, pretty much 25% of the cost of beer going out the door of breweries goes straight to the government in tax. It's amazing. And that gets paid straight away. So as soon as the beer leaves the brewery, it gets paid to the government. Whereas then the brewer may not get paid by their client, by their customer, maybe 30 days if they're lucky, 60 or 90. So from a cash flow point of view for small businesses, it's really crippling. So what we're asking the government is just for a fair go.
Back off.
Equity, equity for us. Give us the same break that equivalent size businesses get in the wine industry.
Chris, just before you go, give us a U Beauty ripper. Give us a terrific craft beer that's going around at the moment.
Oh, Victoria. No pressure, Chris. Yeah. They're all listening, by the way.
Oh, no, that's
Hey, Justin, who is your favourite child?
Yeah, that's right, yes. All right, you just drink them and enjoy them and the government back off. Chris, thanks very much, mate. We appreciate it.
Cheers, guys. Thanks for having me.
Chris McNamara, Executive Officer at the Craft Beer Industry Association, please.
Bad Shepherd Brewing in Cheltenham. Their double choc hazelnut brown. Unbelievable.
Can I just go back? Is that a beer?
That is a beer. And they've got a raspberry wheat one that you can actually do a half and half, and it's kind of like drinking a cherry ripe.